Commerce, come to order. Let the record show that Senator Holman, Senator Rohde, and Senator Ziegler are here, and I think that Senator Fernkamp will still be a little bit late. She's in resources. We have before us a committee substitute for SB 50. Art, did you want to address that before we moved it on today, or?
Mr. Chairman, this proposed legislation has been reviewed by the Solicitor's Office of the U.S. Department of Labor with regard to conformity. And they contacted us just right after lunch today and suggested two minor changes. First change would be on page 4, line 21. We're still working on the draft. Suggested we delete the word regular, because if an individual was denied benefits while receiving extended benefits, then this wouldn't apply. So it should be, has been disqualified for benefits, not for. And I would recommend we make that change. The other change is on line 12, page 5. Friends 2, it starts out on line 11, friends 2. The work is in accordance with section 3304A5 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1954 and Alaska Statute 23.20.385, parens A, parens, is what they suggest.
Come again on that.
Just adding a little A.
Just add the little A in parens at the end of it. That was the only two comments I had.
Thank you. I entertain a motion to make those amendments to the.
Those amendments be adopted.
Thank you.
As unanimous consent.
Should I entertain the motion to move it out?
And that move that committee substitute Senate Bill 50. An amendment on that, or minute?
Yeah, I think. Just why don't we just have it redrafted?
Okay. The pass from committee with the new pass recommendations.
Object just because I don't like to be bound. I like individual recommendations. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir, that's what I said. Individual recommendations. Ask unanimous consent.
No objections. We've got SP 151. We got the original on that.
Yes, sir.
Is there anybody here to testify on 151? I understood that was Dave Hutchins.
I told Dave Hutchins we'd be discussing it on Saturday.
Okay. Nobody here to testify on it. I would like and ask the committee's feel on this. If you have in the file that some of our communities are, I think in Fairbanks it shows that the telephone utility is paying 8%, but the electrical utility isn't paying anything. Community of Ketchikan is paying 6% per annum, Ketchikan Public Utilities. There are utilities that have expressed to staff that they would prefer not to pay any interest on it, yet there seems to be a feeling that some interest rate should be paid on that money that's held in deposit, where, particularly where some of them are requiring deposit of several years, or holding the deposit for several years. I'd like to get a feeling from the committee on what they feel would be a fair and equitable way that this could be addressed.
I have a couple questions, one of which is, what does it cost for various utilities to figure the interest? For example, some of the small utilities in Senator Holman's area could be costly. For example, for the city of Anchorage, for Chugach Electric, and I serve on the board of Chugach Electric, it would probably be less troublesome because their accounting systems are automated. I think that's one One concern, the I don't have any strong feeling for the bill one way or the other.
Senator Holman, did you have any feeling in regard to it, or?
I'm wondering just how much money are we talking about here for deposits?
We're looking at deposits. We've got some information, I think, in the backup there that I don't believe we got in for Anchorage, although we're looking at it. It indicates that the...
It was 29.
It varies from community to community, and from commercial usage to individual usage.
We're talking about roughly $20 to $50.
12%, is that a grand basis?
Well, that's on a grant. No, that was what is suggested in Senator Bennett's
That'd be $6
bill.
A year?
That would be 12% per month. I would personally feel, and I have indicated it to the Senator Bennett, that would be quite high because the deposits are small, and the interest rate that you could get on the light one, we've got supplemental regulation Q in there, would show that most they'd get on looking at it on a $75 basis or $100 basis rather than accumulating would be about 6% a year. Senator Bennett did indicate that he's open for adjustment. He just would like to see, if you will, interest paid on those deposits.
The process for figuring the interest due and for making payments and so forth is when the utility company is going to incur some expenses, right?
Very definitely.
We'll figure that back into the rate base and transmit it back to the people.
Yes, go into overall accounting.
So where are we going to get this?
I've got a bigger problem, a philosophical problem. Why in the hell do we have to tell public utilities who have to state what they should pay by way of interest? What business is it, what is it of ours?
It's a good question. I think that the Public Utility Commission has indicated that they do have the authority to go forward and impose a rate if they should so want to.
Why are we doing them for what good for consumers throughout the state?
Oh, okay.
I have a great deal of respect for the sponsor of the bill, but I can't see that we're making any great strides forward.
with that, we'll let the rest go. Senate Bill 161. Is there anyone here to testify on this?
If it makes sense, I read the correspondence.
166, rather?
166, yeah. This is deals with the power production assistance, and the way it was worded, it has excluded at least one small community and maybe excluding other small communities, which wasn't the intent of the legislation. Unless there's some objection, I would like to move this one out with individual recommendation.
No objection here.
That'll be it. Is that?